Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. My name is Christy Hogan with Pods and Dr. Sun Cosmetics. We're here today with John Ribner. John Ribner is a professional writer, editor, and content creator with more than 20 years' experience. During his career, he's produced content for daily newspaper, national trade publications, and digital marketing companies. He also has written three popular action-adventure novels in his popular Berserker Saga. Okay, great. And listen in on how he does it all and what Sun Biz Weekly can do for you. So, John, how are you doing today?
It's a beautiful, wintry, blustery, blizzardy day here in Michigan, but I'm doing all right.
Oh, wow. Well, in Kansas, it kind of blew in this morning. We woke up it must have snowed overnight, which is just weird. You just don't know. It's just like they say in Kansas, just wait 5 minutes and the weather will change, you know. And so that's
same thing
how it
here.
Is here.
Yep.
Isn't that crazy? So, John,
yeah,
now we had reconnected with each other on Facebook, which was great. And you had told me just a little bit about the Sun Biz Weekly that you had started, and I'd known you had done written some books previously in your in your career with the indoor tanning. So, kind of give me an insight on kind of what you're doing now. I haven't talked to you in a while, so
sure.
Kind of give me what's happening.
Oh yeah, no problem. On February 1st of this year, myself and three other partners, John Farr, Carrie LaRange, and Jessica Sanchez, we launched Sun Biz Weekly magazine. And basically what that is it's a digital online magazine, a trade publication for the indoor tanning industry. Our entire focus is to be a toolbox for tanning salon owners and sunless technicians. And by that I mean each issue, we're a weekly, and each issue provides 8 to 10, 12, sometimes 13 stories that are best practices that any salon owner can read and implement immediately into their business.
Well, that's great. I think every salon needs motivation and different things to kind of keep up to date with everything that's going on in the digital age. You know, it's not so much printing presses where everybody goes on their phone and looks for what's going on and what they can do to help better their career.
And we're able to deliver it instantly and, you know, and just kind of deploy that content on a very, in a manner that is befitting of the digital age that we live in.
Yeah, I can remember a couple years back. I was probably about 3 or 4 years back. Even then, I had asked one of my employees, I was like, do we have a phone book? And they're like, phone book? Nobody uses a phone book anymore. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I guess not, you know. And it's just so fun how things have changed. And when you're looking for something, you're looking for instant information. And that's great that you're doing this for the tanning industry. What inspired you to decide just to step out and get into this? Because it seems like there's so much to it.
Yeah, there is a lot to it. I think that based on some of my previous writing experience for magazines and newspapers and then transitioning from the print world into the digital world made me realize, and a lot of it also was born out of discussions that I had with John Farr, who, as you know, is an indoor tanning industry business consultant. And we kind of put our heads together one day and said, with our combined talents as well as the talents of Jessica and Carrie, you know, why don't we do something and produce something that we know is needed in the indoor tanning industry? And that's just kind of how Sun Biz Weekly really was born. It was born out of kind of a brainstorming session between John and myself.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that and especially in business that you need to have peers around you and people that you can, you know, turn to and say, hey, this is what's going on in my life, what's going on in your life. And that's where all the big inspirations of life, I think, really happens is when you're sitting there working with somebody and you're like, you know what, that's a great idea, you know. And then that here it's turned to be You know, it actually happens right there in front of you. You're like, wow, it's just amazing. So
yeah,
what do salons
need to do? It
came
together rather quickly, you know.
Well, and you know what? That's how it is. It's like when you get inspired,
yeah.
Things just, it's like fire. You just can't put that fire out. It's live. So,
right.
So I have a salon. Yeah, I don't know if you know a little bit about me, but we've had tanning salons, and that's kind of how I got into the tanning industry.
Yes.
With my eyewear and things. But, you know, so if I was a salon and I'm looking, hey, what do I need to do to kind of, like, can I hire you to help me? Or how does that work? Or is there more to just information? Or should I just be a follower? Or how? What is a salon?
Well, yeah,
what can they do to actually engage with you?
Yeah, you definitely want to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and some of the other social media channels that we have. Obviously, that's a good way to start. Or if you just want to dive into the articles themselves, the content that we're delivering, it's all up on www.sunbizweekly.com. That's SunbizWeekly.com. And I think you can go to our website and sign up for our newsletter that just keeps you updated every time we come out with new content, which is guaranteed every Monday. You know, we have a new issue out, hence the name Weekly in our title there.
Oh, nice.
That's a great way to just...
So you have to wait every month.
yeah,
you know,
no,
that's
no,
the thing about
week.
Print.
Yeah.
You have to wait once a month to find out what's going on. When something happens in an industry, it's just like it happens at that moment. And I think that...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was watching a show last night, and they were talking about how just people in different countries with cell phones, how they can actually change people's lives just
mm-hmm.
by typing in or
mm-hmm.
saying different things that are happening in whether it's a tornado or whether something else is happening anytime in any type of industry. When it happens, and it's not something that comes out once a month. So that's just
right.
awesome that it's so
right.
interactive.
Yeah, I can give you a good example of exactly what you're talking about. Just the other day, I found out some very sad and tragic news that John Abate passed away on the 21st of February, and I didn't know about
this. Is this the senior?
This,
I never knew that.
Senior, yeah, the owner of the company, yes, John himself. He passed away, and I wouldn't have known this happened, but I just happened to be scrolling through my news feed on Facebook, and I saw in his son Frank Abate's page, people were leaving condolences. And I was, of course, I knew John rather well due to my previous work in the industry. Great guy, wonderful guy. Frank's a great guy, too. And I was, of course, I was floored, you know, to hear the news. We were able to write a short but meaningful tribute story to John and include quotes from people who knew him. And we had that up on SunBiz Weekly that same night. Now, if I were an owner of a magazine, like you said earlier, that would take me a month to get that news out. Or if I owned a newspaper or something like that, it would take me a day. But with digital, we were able to get that out there and just share a tribute to John Abate with everybody that knew him. With
oh, my
that
gosh.
Kind of immediacy.
And I didn't even know. That's just so
yeah.
tragic. I didn't even know. Do we know what was what he passed
I don't know the details. I had reached out to Frank on Facebook, and you know, of course, he's you know, with everything that's going on, he's not. You know, he didn't have a lot of time to speak with me at the moment, but he was kind enough to thank me for you know what we wrote, and also he said that we could probably talk on Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to. Just touching base with him, and I mean, I know what he's going through. My father passed away in May, so kind of, you know, it's tough. It's hard, and you know, you want people to reach out. Everybody that reaches out and offers condolences, it makes you feel better. I mean, I know that from experience, so I'm looking forward to speaking with Frank when he has more time to talk with us.
That's great. That's great. And if you're mm-hmm. a salon and you're listening in, I want to make sure, you know, hey, go out there and definitely tune into the SunBiz Weekly and watch and get updated, because that's just, you know, information that I didn't even know. So that's just great
yeah.
to be able to be in touch with people in their life. So,
could I tell your listeners kind of how what categories we have and how we're able to help in each of those, if I have a moment to do that?
I would love to hear how it works.
Sure. Each issue of SunBiz Weekly is broken up into different story categories. Each one is designed, as I said earlier, think of SunBiz Weekly as a toolbox. And each story or each column that we have is just another tool in that toolbox to help you do your job more profitably, more efficiently, and that sort of thing. So we have a column. I'll just kind of run through the various columns that we have. We have one called HRM Hub, and that offers free human resources management tips, which is a very important part of when you're running a business with employees. Having those human resources management skills can often make the difference between a successful company and one that hasn't broken through plateaus. We have two different sunless columns. One is for sunless spray booths. The other is for the handheld to help salon owners maximize those investments. We have a column called Product Push. We got some great writers in that are offering excellent lotion sales tips. I know that's something everybody is – we're always looking to maximize our product sales. So, that's why we have that column. We have a social media marketing column. Got some great writers in there. And I'm sure I'm missing a few, but you kind of get the idea here that we're trying to address all of the areas of your average salon or sunless tech business and offer tips in order to make them more efficient, more profitable.
Yeah, and I think that now that things are more digital, even, whether it's a text campaign or social media and getting interactive with your customers, it's hard to do, especially when you're a salon owner. You're trying to run the company, trying to manage, your inventory and your employees and everything of that sort. So your time is limited. And so when you need that type of information, you don't want to have to search all over the internet to find this or that, and it takes up all your time to do all the searches. So it's nice to have one place where you can get all the information quickly and nice. Also, the things that only apply to you, maybe businesses that you haven't been doing business with,
Right.
I know my husband had talked to somebody yesterday, and he's just like, I didn't even know this existed, that you could do these types of things. And so it's just nice to have somebody, a source to go to.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to just add on to what you're saying. Like you had said earlier, being a salon owner, a business owner, your mind is split up into so many different areas and so many different directions. Sometimes, just like for example, let's say you want to host a free tan weekend, but you're busy, you're distracted, maybe you haven't hosted one before, or maybe the last one you hosted wasn't that successful. You can go to sunbizweekly.com. We have columnists that write about how to do just that. Here's a way to, we have stories that show you, here's a way to host a successful free tan weekend. Or here's a way to do a lotion of the month deal. We have these great, and these are salon owners. So these are people that they're not just coming up with theory. They've put these ideas into practice and perfected them. And now they're freely sharing these promotional tips that any salon owner can go, heck, I can incorporate that at my business, and then they just hit the ground running with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the thing is because, I find as a business owner, it's hard to get away to go to trade shows. And a lot of times great speakers like yourself and other people that have done great things, it's just if you can't get away to go to those shows, or you don't have the income extra to throw out there, this is a great resource to get those types of information, those stories, or the plugins.
Right.
Like you said, to do a free tan weekend is awesome.
We're like a trade show in every issue. And I mean, nothing against trade shows because I loved attending them in my day and certainly look forward to coming back. Trade shows are excellent. But we're like a trade show in every issue because it's like, think of walking into a room with a bunch of successful tanning and sunless salon owners and being able to pick their brains. SunBiz Weekly does that for you. We put out 8 to 10 stories a week of exactly that, best practices. These are things that you can use immediately. And the stories are short and to the point. We don't waste your time with a lot of fluff. We just give you the information you need and show you how to use it.
Right. Wow. And now you're still writing in this actual online site, correct?
So yeah,
because
I write
you
some
are
of
one of the
stories.
Main writers.
Yes, absolutely. I do. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. I do a lot of what we call Sunbiz showcases, where we write the stories of people's either their tanning salon or their sunless business. So I'm always looking for salons to highlight in Sunbiz Weekly. And if anybody's listening and they would like to have their business highlighted, hit me up. Let me know. Find me on Facebook. Find Sunbiz Weekly on Facebook or email me. Let me know what's going on, and we'd love to highlight your business.
That's great. And, you know, you are so well-versed in almost anything, because you wrote these books. Now I want to talk a little bit about how you got started in the love of writing, because, you know, to have that entrepreneur spirit, you know, the idea that you're going to take a book and write it, I think everybody has an idea in the back of their head, but what made you just go for it and say, hey, I've got this idea of a book and I'm just going to do it?
A lot of things. I think where I'm at with my writing career in terms of my novels is the result of many different factors in my life. I mean, first and foremost, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that my parents were both school teachers. In fact, my father was an English teacher, so we can say I had a leg up there, you know. And my mother read books to me since I was a very young man. So, I mean, I guess I was nurtured in an environment where, you know, the love of the written word was, you know, all around me. So it certainly started there. And I maybe would say that I was always a creative or an imaginative kind of kid, you know, and I was always making up stories, you know, to entertain my younger brother, making him laugh when we were growing up and stuff like that. And I pursued writing as a career. And I think just one day I said, you know, it's time. It's time for me to live my dream and write these books. And I, like you say, I just kind of stuck my neck out there and I just did it, you know. Didn't even think about it, just kind of stumbled forward, I guess you could say.
And that's great when that veil is finally lifted and you realize that there's nothing between you and the outside world or you and your goal besides your own fear. And I think that the idea that you went just past any idea of fear, just saying, let's just do it, it's a great, great quality that you have, that you are able to just jump in and take control. And now you're on your third book, right?
Yes, I am. It's the third book in the Berserker Saga series. If anybody out there likes TV shows like Vikings especially, or even like Game of Thrones, you'd probably like my books. If you like fantasy adventure, specifically in the Viking realm, you'd like the Berserker Saga for sure.
Wasn't there your first book about something about a bear? Or I can't quite remember. I know Tiffany had gotten
Yeah, it's called Legacy of the Bear. It's basically about a young Norseman who wants to become a man, and he wants to prove both to himself and to his family and the people in the village that, you know, he can be a great warrior like his father was. So he sets out on his own deep into the wilderness to fight a full-grown bear, and all he has is a spear and maybe a sword to do so. So yeah, it's that I named it Legacy of the Bear because, like his father before him, he sets out to conquer this, you know, a beast that's much stronger, much more powerful than he is, and in doing so, Odin, the god Odin, would look favorably upon him, and he could use this victory against the bear to then go on to become a great warrior.
Wow, that is awesome. That's so exciting. I kind of watch can you get on is there any way you can get on like iTunes and actually download your book, or do you have like a way
you know
you can
what?
Get
I
to
should
it?
Do that. It's on Kindle, and it's also for sale on Amazon as a paperback. But you know what? You're right. I mean, all this talk about us living in the digital age, I should probably make it available on iTunes for people who'd like to download it that way. Most people have been getting it on Kindle, I take that back. Most people still want the book. You know, they like to buy it from me, and they like me to sign it and inscribe it to them. I think there's, you know, something about that. I mean, we do live in a digital age, but when I'm reading for myself and not for professional reasons, I still like to crack open a book. You know, I don't know what it is about that, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do sell. When I first got into this, when I first released it, I actually released it as a digital only through Kindle and Nook. And the demand for a printed book was so great that I had to then produce an actual novel. It surprised me that, because going into this, I thought digital was going to be the way, but more people were like me and that they wanted an actual book to hold and read.
Well, and the only reason I say that is because, you know, sometimes you're on an airplane or you're getting ready to go somewhere or you're sitting at an airport or you're just in travel and you're like, you know what, I really wanted to take a look at this book and you're just not near, you know, where you can get to it. So I thought, well, that's great.
Yeah.
But I do have a Kindle, so I can actually download it. So that's great to know.
Yeah.
So I can get it that way. Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. That makes it great. And you were talking about your family a little bit. And I wanted to kind of get to know a little bit about you. Now, you're married and you have a young son, I'm sure, that you're probably, or
yes,
kids that you're
minding, married,
mentoring.
I have a 6-year, what's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, me? That you're mentoring. Yeah, because you're such good at writing, and now's the age where I know a lot of the kids are looking, you know, into books and such. So I thought, wow. You have kids, and
well,
that would be great.
My 11-year-old stepson is actually the one who seems to be bitten by the book bug, and I'll explain that. His where he sits at the table with his computer is literally right next to mine, and he sees me working on my books, and he sees me emailing, you know, the graphic designer who works on my covers. So he's kind of taken it upon himself to open up his little graphics program, and he starts making his own book covers. It's really cute to see him do it. He's pretty good at it, too. So it seems that this love of, at least at the very least, designing book covers is definitely caught on with my 11-year-old stepson, for sure.
That's great. So do you have? So you're married, and you have your 11-year-old stepson. And
I have yes. I have an 18-year-old stepson, an 11-year-old stepson, and a 6-year-old son. So there's four boys. I guess my poor wife is outnumbered.
Oh my gosh, she has a lot to deal with. Then no.
Yeah.
A lot of
yeah.
manpower, though. That's great.
Yes. Yes. The sidewalks don't go unshoveled around here. I can tell you that.
That's nice. That's nice. There's always more needs for lawn mowing and shoveling snow. That's great.
Raking leaves,
well, that's
taking
good.
Out trash, you name it.
Mm-hmm. And now you come from a big family yourself, or?
No, I'm from a small family. Actually, it was just my parents, myself, and my younger brother. Now, my dad, he came from a big family, but my mom came from a small family, so it was a little bit of a mixture there.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Family's important, and I know being close to them here and where I'm at, we've thought about moving lots of different times, but it's just like family's really important, and I know it makes a big deal at the end of the day about, you know, where you are and who you share your life with. So
absolutely.
That's great. Well, thank you, John, for spending some time with us and giving some insight. Is there anything else you think that you would like to give us? Shout out to any of the salon people that are listening today.
Well, yes. First of all, I would like to shout out to everybody who has already supported SunBiz Weekly. You know who you are out there. There's a lot of great people in this industry that, you know, when I kind of announced that we would be launching this magazine, they were the first to step up to the plate and say, how can I help? So a big thank you to all of them, our columnists, our writers, our contributors, a great bunch of folks, and they write some great stories. Also, I would love to just take a moment to encourage, if you haven't read SunBiz Weekly yet, please do so. There's some great tips and best practices information in there. Trust me, you need to check this out. It'll definitely, it's a game changer for your business for sure.
Well, great. Well, thank you, John, for taking your time out today. And
hey, thanks for having me.
Like I said, if you guys want to get and if you need to get a hold of John, make sure you give him a shout out there at SunBiz Weekly. And good luck with your third novel. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
Very well. And I will be getting on Kindle and doing a download.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, great. And you'll probably be hearing from me too, so we'll have to do some business together. So
I think we should. I would love to write a story about your companies.
Oh, that's fine too. So, well, well, signing off here at Pods and Dr. Sun, and with a great guest, I'll tune in next week, and we'll talk to you about our new production here at Pods and Dr. Sun, taking off into the tube, manufacturing of tubes and such. So we'll talk to you next week, and thanks for tuning in. Bye.